you've got this legislature, and you've got a president that is actually elected, but he is not the head of government, he's the head of state. And what that meant then was pretty much nothing. He represented France to the rest of the world. But all of the power, say all, all of the power was in one place. It was in the, quote, legislature, okay? When they came down to the next one, actually went through one more, it lasted 12 years. They still elected the president. They had no head of state. And if you look at that, if you can see it through the drum enclosure there, it lasted 12 years. And in 12 years, they had 16 different prime ministers. Okay, now, in this form of government, parliamentary form of government, republic, it is a republic, it is a parliamentary republic, the prime minister is the head of government. He's the chief executive, right? Okay. So they went through 16 of them in 12 years. What a mess. Yeah. Okay. And of course, it wound up with a problem. Then the one they have, the government they have now, 1958, they decided they would make a stronger executive president, right? And they also added what they call a constitutional court. Now, their constitutional court is still not a separate branch of government. It's appointed by and administrated over by their legislature, which now they also have two. I know I'm doing this fast, but do y'all see a progression here? Okay, they started off with one thing, and the United States had another thing. And after screw-up, after screw-up, after mishap, after screw-up, they kept changing, tweaking their republic to where the one they have now, they've come down to the idea, and I said stronger president, okay? Yeah. President Macron in France right now, he is in charge of defense and foreign affairs. That's it, okay? That's it. Everything else is still with their legislature, which is now two houses. However, only one of them is elected, and they don't have a court that's actually a separate branch of government. The court is appointed by and administered over by the legislature. Now, I'm going somewhere with this, okay? Now, if you can understand the simplicity of that, the United States has three branches of government. That's the wisdom of God that came out in 1776, okay? And then they established it in 1787, really, is when the Constitution was done. So you have an executive. He is the head of government. He is the commander-in-chief of the military, and he's in charge of all of the, quote, cabinets, all of those separate things under the executive. Now, I didn't mention cabinets before, but I'll get there. Then his cabinet, he can appoint them, but they have to be approved. So you got to check and balance. Okay, then we have a legislature that is bicameral, means there's two houses, right? Okay, both of those houses now, the Congress, the House of Representatives, is elected locally by the people. Got it? Remember, we the people, in order to form a perfect union. By the people. The Senate now is elected by the people of the state. So the whole state elects the Senate. They did another ingenious thing, because some states are bigger than others. The House of Representatives is elected by population, numbers of people. Okay? But the Senate, all 50 states have two senators. So they're equal. You got another check and a balance. That check and balance there keeps the big states from running over the little states, right? Because we're all the people. And they get to elect these people. And then we come to the Supreme Court, the third branch of government. Now, the court is not appointed by the Congress. Court is nominated by the executive. But then you have to have approval of the Senate, which is the stronger, quote unquote, of the two houses. So again, you have a check and a balance. The president can't do whatever he wants without cooperation from the Senate. You understand all these checks and balances that are involved here? And then on top of all that, you have a Supreme Court, which is, once they're seated, they're not, how you want to say that, they're not accountable to anybody except their own selves, okay? Unless they misbehave, they are in charge of it. And the way that started out with John Jay is he sat down in the basement and they would write laws and give them to him, and he would look over them and make sure that they lined up with the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, right? Because we have rights, okay? Most of these other governments, they have a, quote, constitution, which just forms the government, but there's no such thing in them as a Bill of Rights. The people's rights are not delineated, laid out, okay? Now, are we good? Give me the next page, please. Now, right now, you have all the uproar going on around. You have people out there, they're promising all kind of free stuff, which there's no such thing. Somebody has to pay for it. Who's actually going to pay for it? Well, we'll just tax all the rich people. Well, going back decades ago, they have a saying that says the problem with socialism is pretty soon you run out of other people's money. So much for that. The other thing that they talk about a lot that you'll hear out there, especially again in the media, and it goes back and forth in social media all the time, is the power to the people. Okay, we want to give power to the working man. Okay, and they're professing that they're going to do this, these people who are against things. Okay, I think it was last month, the Democratic Socialists of America brought out their platform. In other words, they finally said, here's what we want to do. Now, of the couple of things that I read, they didn't actually say, we want to completely have a new constitution. We want to reconstitute governance. And the way they did it, y'all remember we saw all the five republics and all the 4 years and 6 years and all the problems, right? That's exactly what they want. That's what they're espousing. Here's what they said. First of all, they want to abolish the presidency. That's the executive. They don't want a separate head of government. So they don't even want to go ahead and elect a head of state. They just want him gone. Okay, now, who's the president elected by? Remember, they're telling you, this is just a lie, y'all, okay? Get over it, right? They're lying to you. They're saying that they want it to be of the people. They want power to the people. You know, I've heard that my whole life, power to the people. No, here, we want to take away the power from the people. We don't want to have an executive that they can elect.